Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Professor of medicine at UCLA and a specialist when it comes to sleep and sleep disorders, Dr. Jennifer Martin. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm almost awake at this time, and I know you, you're dealing with the coronavirus and how it's been affecting our sleep. What have you found to be problem number one these days?
Well, I would say there are two things that we're seeing. One is that people are actually able to spend a little more time in bed while they work from home. So the opportunity to get a good night's sleep is there. But we're also seeing more people struggling to fall asleep or to sleep well through the night, probably because of changes in their routine, a lot of people with a lot of stress these days around a number of issues. So we're seeing a better opportunity for people to get a good night's sleep, but a lot more things getting in the way.
Now, we always hear about turning the television off and don't be on your phone, don't drink alcohol. Are there any tips that we're not aware of that people don't think about that will help us get a good night's sleep?
I think one of the challenges right now is that our days are a lot less structured. And so at the end of the day, when, you know, maybe in the past we sort of took a little time to wind down and take a breather before we hop into bed, I think right now people are spending a little more time engaged with social media, maybe social media that's not so relaxing. And I think one thing to keep in mind is that while we might have a lot of stress and activities during our day, we really need to work hard to keep it out of our bedroom. So taking that half hour or so to wrap up your day and get your mind in the right space to fall asleep quickly is pretty important these days.
And you'd think that people were getting more sleep now because they're home more, but there are some studies that contradict this, right?
Well, people are getting a little more, but they're spending a lot more time in bed to get it. So if you kind of think about the math, that means people are awake in bed a lot more, too. So, you know, we have a problem as a society that we don't get enough sleep in general. So spending more time in bed solves that, but you can kind of take it too far. So that's a bit of what we're seeing. We're also seeing people staying up a lot later at night. There's some indirect evidence, for example, that people are using a lot more electricity late at night, probably staying up watching television shows and things like that. You know, another important thing to keep in mind is just to stick to a sleep schedule that works for you and allows you to get a good night's sleep before you get up and start your day.
Yeah, and I imagine people are sleeping a lot more on the couch. They're snoozing in different rooms, aren't they?
I haven't seen scientific evidence, but anecdotally, I have to say that's true. I think our days and nights are not so distinct as they were in previous times. So, absolutely.
And I know you encourage people to set limits on the workday, have a regular schedule for bedtime and rise time. This is something we should do all the time, not just when
absolutely.
There's a pandemic.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, one of the challenges is that a lot of us kind of had scaffolding built around our sleep. We had to get up at a certain time. We had to take our kids to school. Now a lot of our kids are schooling from home. So maybe we can get up 5 minutes before they start and grab a quick cup of coffee and make sure they're sitting in front of their laptops. So, right. You know, I think that some of the things we used to use to build structure, we don't have right now. So, you know, we have to plan for ourselves to get up at a certain time, put on real clothes, have a start time for our work day, you know, those sorts of things.
This is an interesting question that one of our listeners sent in to us. Have you noticed a change in sleep habits given the increase of screen time for students, teachers, and anyone else who is forced to stare into a screen ad nauseum?
Well, for speaking as a parent of teenagers, my kids already had a lot of screen time before the pandemic, so most of their textbooks are now available electronically, and you know, a lot of their schoolwork is now done and turned in online. So this is something that we were already struggling with before the pandemic, is that exposure to blue light, which has a physiological effect actually on our ability to naturally produce melatonin, and that helps us fall asleep. So one potential solution for that is to try to limit that blue light exposure that your kids are getting in the evening hours. So one way to do that is to use a filtering feature on your screen, turn the brightness down. And you can even invest in, you know, a few bucks in some blue light blocking lenses to wear in the last couple of hours of the day. And there's some research that that actually helps people to fall asleep a little more quickly.
Far be it from me to give you a tip to pass along to the people you work with, Dr. Martin, but even though you're a professor of medicine at UCLA and you're an expert in behavioral sleep medicine, feel free to tell anybody who's got a sleep disorder about my trick, which is this. Television, unlike what the experts say, watching TV makes me sleepy, and I fall asleep right away when I'm watching television, but I get that you're not supposed to have that screen on. So here's what I do. I just put the remote control in my hand. I keep the TV off, and just having the remote in my hand puts me to sleep. So if you want to,
that's really interesting.
Yeah, if you want to go with that in your studies, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? What makes people feel relaxed and calm enough to fall asleep is different for everyone. I like to tell a story that one time I suggested someone listen to music, and it turned out that he was a composer, and he said that was the worst thing he could think of to relax.
Good point. Yeah.
So, yeah, everyone's a little different, and I think actually now we maybe have the luxury of experimenting with what works for us in terms of helping us wind down and get a good night's sleep.
And some sleep expert once told me that you hear, well, you have to get 7 hours sleep, and this doctor told me, well, don't worry too much about that, because really that's an average, and there are a lot of people that mm-hmm. need more sleep than that, and there are a lot of people that do just fine with fewer hours. Is that what you think?
Well, this is an important point. Most people need at least 7 hours to stay healthy, but, you know, not everyone is exactly the same height either. And you can't wish yourself to be taller. So the trick is to figure out how much sleep you need to feel good during the day and then get that consistently. Like I said, scientifically, we know most people it's longer than 7 hours, but there most definitely are exceptions. And, you know, I have a number of patients that I work with who sleep maybe 6.5 hours and feel really good. And if they stay in bed an extra half hour, they're just going to lie there awake. And to your point, I have other people who need to be in bed 8.5-9 hours a night to feel good. So whether you're getting enough sleep is really based on how you feel during the day. Again, most people need 7, but that's not 100%. Mm-hmm. I think another thing to keep in mind is that teenagers and, you know, adults in their early years, maybe 18, 19, 20-year-olds, actually need more than that. Most of them need, you know, at least 8. A lot of them need 9 hours of sleep. So that's something to keep in mind, again, if you have teenagers or college students studying from home these days. They need a lot of sleep.
And when you say 7 or 8, you don't mean 6 at night and 2 for a nap. That doesn't work, does it?
It depends. I mean, our culture doesn't have a siesta in the United States. But if you go to south of Spain or parts of the Middle East, people take a siesta every day. They sleep about the same amount, but they do get some of it in the afternoon. If you can protect that time in the afternoon to get a good nap in, that's perfectly okay. You do sleep a little less at night, and that's okay. But our society doesn't really function like that. Most of us have work meetings in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And so it's just not really built into how we function as a society in the United States, at least.
Dr. Jennifer Martin. Thank you, Dr. Martin, and good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.